Today is January 7th, and we are going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would help us to learn from your word. Lord, teach us, guide us, direct us. Give us something today that we can obey, something that we can put into practice this very day, and then show us how we can follow you and obey you today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are reading the first half of Matthew chapter 6, Matthew 6, verses 1 through 18. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. All right, today we once again continue looking at Jesus and his teaching. He begins chapter 6 looking at the way that we give. And in these three sections, he talks about several important things. He talks about the way we give, the way that we pray, and the way that we fast. With all three, he talks about not doing it so that other people will notice it, so that other people will say, wow, look at him. Look at the great thing that he is doing for God. Look at how great and holy and wonderful he is because of how much he gives, or because of the wonderful prayer that he prayed, or because he is so dedicated that he fasts and does not eat for days. No, we're not doing it to be noticed by anybody. Jesus says that we should be doing it privately, that we're doing it not for recognition by other people, but for recognition by God. When we do it so that other people think that we are wonderful, think that we are good people, think that we are good Christians or good followers of Jesus because we're doing these nice things, we are losing the eternal reward. When we do it for God and God alone, not so that other people will see it, then Jesus says that God sees it and God will reward us for it. And so he talks about giving to the needy, but giving in a way that we're not doing it for other men or people to see, but because we love God and want to help those who are in need. Next, he talks about prayer. And I want to spend a few minutes talking about this, a little time here. He talks, first of all, about not trying to pray so that everybody else sees us and thinks that's such a great prayer and thinks that we are wonderful people because of our prayers. Instead, our prayers are for God. They are a private conversation between us and God. Now, there are times when we should pray in public and pray with other people, but we are not trying to impress them. We are not trying to make them think that we are great. Instead, we are with them, going before God and having a conversation with God about the things that are on our hearts. We are to pray, and our attention and prayer is to be focused on God, not on other people. Jesus gives what is often referred to as the Lord's Prayer here. This is in verses 9 through 13. There are several things that you can notice here. The pattern is one that I often actually use when I am praying, and I use this kind of to guide my steps in my prayer. Not just repeating this again and again. Jesus actually talks in verse 7, "Do not keep on babbling like pagans." Part of the idea there is saying the same thing again and again and again, but instead talking to God. And so Jesus gives us a model prayer that I often use to guide my prayers. Let's look at it, and I'll explain. In verse 9, he says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." In this part, we are honoring God and praising God for who he is. We are magnifying God and rejoicing in how great he is. And so during this time, when I'm praying, I simply think about how great God is and I praise him. And I praise him for the things that he is, the things that he has done, and I just glorify him. Oftentimes, I might think about some of the Psalms or other parts of the Bible that talk about the greatness of God, and I will just praise him. Next, in verse 10, he talks about, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Here, we are praying for God's will. We are praying for his kingdom, that what he desires, that his plan will unfold on the earth. And this is not necessarily, it's not really a political kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. It is a kingdom where people follow Christ, where they follow God and obey God and submit to his authority. And we are praying that he will be the ruler in our lives, that we will obey him, just like in the country, that we as citizens have to obey our government, that in a spiritual sense, God is our king. God is our highest leader, our highest authority. And so we should be obeying him and following him and doing what he tells us to do. "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we are praying that God's will be done. We're praying that he would show us his will and that he would do what he wants and guide us and direct our steps. Verse 11, "Give us today our daily bread." That's actually where this website, the name came from. That we are praying that God will provide for us, that he will meet our physical needs, that today he would provide what we need, that he would meet our physical needs, also that he would meet our spiritual needs. There are parts of the Bible that talk about the very word of God being like bread to us, that Jesus being our bread. And so that God today would provide for us. And so this is the time when I ask for God to provide things. If there are needs in my life, I will ask and pray that he would provide, that he would give the things that I need. Verse 12, and forgive our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now, here, debts, the idea is forgive us of our sins, as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. That we pray that God would forgive us. And so this is a great time to stop and think, what things have I done today that were in the recent past, since I've prayed last, what things have I done that have broken God's commands, that have not obeyed God? Is there any sin that is separating me and God? And here is where I spend time talking about it and praying that God would forgive me, and praying that God would help me and help me to do what is right and guide me in the right steps. And that's also connects with the next part, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So I pray that God would forgive the sins that I have committed, and then pray that God would help me avoid temptation, avoid falling into sin and disobeying God. And so this is a model prayer. In some translations and in other passages, there is a little bit more added that talks about, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And we are once again praising him and acknowledging that he is our ultimate authority. Finally, Jesus talks about fasting. And he talks about fasting, which is not eating or not drinking for a certain period of time. Sometimes people fast in different ways. It might be not eating any food at all. There are some kinds of fasts that are talked about in the Bible where someone will give up certain things, whether it's giving up meat or giving up a certain kind of food for a period of time while they are fasting. And I've done that before. I've done both not eating at all as well as giving up just a certain kind of food that I particularly like. There are times also when I have fasted from other things, whether it is from television or from certain things that I enjoy doing, that they're not necessarily wrong, but I step back and I don't do these things so that I can spend more time focusing on God. When I fast from food, whenever I am, then when I get hungry, when I think about either wanting food or when I think about wanting that particular thing that I'm not eating, then I use that as a reminder to me that I am really should be longing for God more than I am longing for food, more than I am longing for whatever it is that I am fasting for. And I pray that God would help me to desire him as much as I desire this food or this other thing that I'm fasting from. And so that is an example of fasting. But once again, I don't do it openly so that other people will say, "Oh, wow, look at him, he's fasting, that's so great. I wish I could be as great as he is." No, instead, I do it privately, so that usually only my family would know, but I do it privately so that I am really, it's between me and God, so that I'm seeking God and praying that God would increase my desire for him. And so I pray that this would be an encouragement to you today. My challenge for you is that you pray. Go back to the Lord's Prayer, verses 9 through 13. Use it to guide you through prayer. Don't just say the words, but use the different ideas to help you to pray about other things that are in your life. Each of us have different things going on at different times. And so my prayer one day is going to be very different from my prayer next week or next year. It's going to change depending on what's going on in my life. And my prayers will be very different from your prayers. And so I challenge you, go back. Use this to pray and to spend time talking to God. Prayer is a very important, powerful thing. Let's pray. Father God, I pray that as we spend more time in prayer and in worshiping you, that you would teach us more. Help us understand how to pray, how to come before you, and how to how to worship you in a way that is pleasing and honoring to you. Lord, we pray all this in your name. Amen.